In South Korea, the Conservative Party of the country's new president, Lee Myung-bak, won a majority in today's parliamentary election, according to projections. The victory for Lee's Grand National Party would give him the parliamentary support to push through sweeping tax cuts and business-friendly reforms he says are needed to revive the country's economy. Just before the end of polling, electoral officials estimated that a final turnout would be about 50%, the lowest in South Korean election history. Journalist Frank Smith, who is in Seoul, told us that other issues have overshadowed the election.
There are a number of other issues that have really taken the spotlight from the election. One thing is relations with North Korea have kind of gone through a sort of tense period, with officials from South Korea being expelled by a joint industrial park in North Korea. That happened about 2 weeks ago. In addition, South Korea voted to renew the United Nations human rights overseer in North Korea, and this also seriously upset the North. And there have been also threats of military action by North Korea in some really sort of tense rhetoric of late. Also in South Korea, the number one chief executive officer of Samsung, which is responsible for over 20% of the gross domestic product of South Korea, has come up on bribery scandal allegations, and he's had to face prosecutors just a week ago for questioning.